Regina. The Saskatchewan Ministry of Health released their biweekly Community Respiratory Illness Surveillance Program, CRISP, report for February 2 covering the period January 15 to 28, 2023, and these are five things you should know about it. COVID-19, flu still on the way down in the first week of the new year, January 1 to 7. There was an increase in COVID-19 and respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, cases. However, this increase did not continue into the most recent reporting weeks. Number of positive lab tests for COVID-19 decreased from 371 in the first week of January to 242 in the most recent week. Test positivity decreased to 4.4% from 6.9%. RSV cases remained stable at 157 cases in each of the past 2 weeks. However, the proportion of positive laboratory tests increased from 13.3% to 15.9%. The highest number of cases remained among preschool-aged children. Influenza activity in Saskatchewan continues to decrease. The majority of respiratory virus hospitalizations continue to be COVID-19, followed by RSV. Sentinel indicators of respiratory transmission in the community fluctuates as the season wanes. Weekly visits to the Saskatchewan Emergency Departments for Respiratory-like Illness, RLI, have increased from 18.4 in the previous week to 21.7 per 1,000 this week. Calls to 811 Healthline for RLIs decreased from 83.8 to 53.7 per 1,000. School illness absenteeism data indicated 4.6% of Saskatchewan students were absent due to illness January 1, 07. Which rose to 10.3% in the most recent surveillance week. COVID-19 test positivity still down. COVID-19 test positivity in Saskatchewan was 4.4% in the most recent week, a decrease from 6.9% in the first week of January. Cases are largely in the 20 to 64 years, 45%, and 65 plus, 43%, age groups. COVID-19 outbreaks in high-risk settings fluctuated over the past 4 weeks. 9 new COVID-19 outbreaks were reported in high-risk settings last week compared to 2 to 11 per week in the previous 3 weeks. BA.5 and its sublineages, denoted as BA.5*, are the most commonly detected variants, 93.4% of current reporting period, followed by XBB.1.5, 3.5%, and BA.2*, 2.5%. COVID-19 hospitalizations decreased from 76 to 61 admissions per week. COVID-19 ICU admissions has decreased from 9 average weekly admissions in the previous 2 weeks to 4 average weekly admissions in the most recent 2 weeks. The proportion of staffed inpatient beds occupied by COVID-19 patients has decreased from 6.4% to 5.8% this week from the previous week. COVID-19 deaths remained stable at 18 in the previous and current 2 week periods. Saskatoon wastewater COVID-19 viral load remained moderate. Regina and Southwest reported an increase from moderate to moderate high in the current week compared to the previous week. Influenza cases, test positivity down. Influenza cases decreased each week from 32 in the first week of January to 7 cases this week. Influenza test positivity also dropped each week from 2.1% in the first week of January to 0.6% this week. Influenza cases occurred mainly among the working age group 20 to 64 years, 4 of 7 cases, in the past week. No influenza outbreaks in high-risk settings were reported in the past month. No influenza hospitalizations or ICU admissions were reported during the week of January 22 to 28, 2023. No deaths due to influenza were reported in the past month. Other respiratory viruses remain constant. RSV detections remained constant over the past 3 weeks at 157 to 159 cases per week. RSV has the highest lab test positivity of the respiratory viruses, 15.9%. RSV cases are largely in the pediatric age group. In the most recent surveillance week, 95 cases, 62%, were aged 0 to 4 years. A high volume of lab testing occurs in this age group, which is greatly impacted by this respiratory infection. RSV hospitalizations for the weeks of January 15 to 28, 2023 decreased by 19% compared to the preceding 2 weeks, from 126 to 102 admissions. RSVICU admissions for the weeks of Jan. 15 to 28, 2023 decreased by 33 compared to the preceding 2 weeks, from 15 to 10 admissions. Children aged 0 to 19 years account for 74% of RSV hospitalizations and ICU admissions over the past 2 weeks. Other, respiratory viruses declined 32% from the beginning of January to 96 lab detections in the past week. Outbreaks of, other, viruses in high-risk settings varied between 1 and 4 outbreaks per week over the past month. The vaccine situation, with the exception of Regina, all areas of the province have less than 50% of their population up to date for COVID-19 vaccines. Less than half of individuals aged 50-plus have had more than one booster dose, 47%. Of those aged 5 years and older, 21% have received their latest booster dose in the last 6 months. Only 20% of individuals aged 12-plus years have received a bivalent booster dose, N equals 207,609 doses, the influenza immunization campaign launched October 11, 2022. As of Dec. 31, 2022, one quarter of the Saskatchewan population, 25%, have received an influenza vaccine. This is a 1% increase from the previous reporting period. There is a 12% decrease in doses administered compared to the same time last year. Influenza test positivity is low, with 0 to 2 positive influenza lab tests across all zones.